Hi, my name is Carl Azus. Thank you for taking 10 minutes to watch our show. A lot of fast-moving headlines concerning Ukraine top off today's coverage. Here's what's happening. Russian troops have crossed the border into the Eastern European country. This happened after Russian President Vladimir Putin gave a speech on Monday saying he would recognize two regions in Eastern Ukraine as being independent from the Ukrainian government. Those regions are Donetsk and Luhansk. These are places where separatists have been fighting for years to be independent from the rest of Ukraine, and Russia has supported them in this effort. President Putin called the region ancient Russian lands. After formally recognizing Donetsk and Luhansk as independent, Russia's government said it would protect them from what it called Ukrainian aggression, and Russia sent troops that it describes as peacekeepers to these areas. The nation has said it has no plans to expand its military operation in Ukraine, but the leaders of Britain and France described Russia's actions as a blatant attack on freedom and democracy, and U.S. President Joe Biden called Russia's moves the beginning of an invasion. He said Russia did not have the legal right to redraw borders in Europe. America and its allies have announced new sanctions against Russia, or penalties on that country's economy designed to pressure it to withdraw from Ukraine. And the U.S. says more sanctions will come if Russia goes any further. American officials plan to move additional military forces and equipment to allied nations around Ukraine to show they have American support. But President Biden said U.S. service personnel would not be there to fight Russia. He and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky say they still hope a diplomatic solution can be reached. Some analysts are concerned that Russia's ambitions in Ukraine go beyond Donetsk and Luhansk. Russia took over a part of Ukraine before, in 2014, when it annexed another region called Crimea. Are its actions now another step toward taking control of more territory near Western Russia?
Ukraine is only about the size of Texas, so why would Russia need so much force to go after this small area down here? Why would they have filled the region with so many different troops? Military experts who have looked at this say they believe it's because they want to have overwhelming power to support this peacekeeping mission in here and maybe to carry it a lot further. One of the concerns that military strategists have for the West is that if they move into this area, Russia will not say merely that we're putting peacekeeping troops here, but that they might say, let's carve out a land bridge to Crimea, which we want anyway, and because of the danger, why don't we have a zone a little bit further out here just to say we're just keeping everyone apart so there won't be much fighting, and then maybe beyond that, the concern is, what if they say we're going to push all the way out here to the Dnieper River and say all of this is for Russia, and by the way, if the Ukraine army is in here resisting this, there's a real fear that what Russia might try to do is sweep in behind them and essentially isolate them and come up with a very, very diminished remainder of Ukraine and a very different looking map.
10-second trivia. A time period of 70 years is traditionally associated with what precious substance? Platinum, diamond, gold, or ruby? A 70th jubilee or anniversary is traditionally symbolized by platinum. Which is why, after 70 years on the throne, Britain's Queen Elizabeth II is marking her platinum jubilee this year. There are a lot of events and celebrations set to take place in the months ahead, but for the Queen to participate, she'll have to get well first. Buckingham Palace announced on Sunday that she'd caught COVID, though she was fully vaccinated. The Queen canceled all of her virtual events on Tuesday, but her symptoms are said to be mild, like she has a cold. There have reportedly been a number of cases among the people who work around Windsor Castle. Queen Elizabeth II has ruled longer than any other British monarch, and she's met with many leaders of Britain's ally across the pond.
Mr. President.
Build and send.
to Her Majesty the Queen for the vitality of the special relationship between our peoples, and, in the words of Shakespeare, to this blessed plot, this earth, this realm, this England, to the Queen.
Mr. President, thank you for your warm words.
A reigning king in the world of chess is Magnus Carlsen. The 31-year-old Norwegian chess grandmaster has won the world championship 5 times. In the current Air Things Masters online tournament, Carlsen had won 3 games in a row before he matched up with Ramesh Babu Pragnananda, an Indian chess prodigy who just had 3 losses in a row. But the 16-year-old, nicknamed Prag, kept his cool and somehow found a way to beat the Norwegian in 39 moves. Prag was praised for his victory by another Indian chess champion and a former pro cricket player who said the teen had made India proud. After the match, Prag said he was just very happy and looking forward to going to bed. Carlsen said he was still feeling the effects of COVID after catching it in the days before the tournament, but he's worked his way back up to 2nd place in the Air Things Masters standings behind a Russian grandmaster. The tournament is ongoing. Scientists don't know all the reasons why wolves howl, but according to National Geographic, the myth that wolves howl at a full moon likely started way back in the day when ancient people who spent more time outside when there was a full moon to give light were probably just more aware of wolves howling then. Again, though, there's a lot that's unknown, and a recent howl caught on camera was described as being as wild as they come.
It's what wolves are most famous for, but this had researchers howling with delight. In the words of University of Minnesota professor Joe Bump,
"Oh, it's like winning the howling lottery."
The Voyager's Wolf Project sets out hundreds of trail cameras in Voyager's National Park in northern Minnesota, and talk about the right place at the right time. Wolf number 94 not only howled once, he switched directions and howled twice. There's a myth about wolves.
That's what wolves do. We howl at the moon.
Actually, experts say they howl to communicate with each other, to tell their own pack members where they are, or warn away members of other packs. Fans love it when the Voyager's Wolf Project posts images from its trail cams of pups exiting the wolf den or mom carrying food home to the kids. Apparently all that howling takes a toll. The wolf flopped down. Watch those eerie eyes as the eyelids droop and the wolf naps. The call of the wild is also the call of the sleepy. Shinimos, CNN. New York.
With the camera right there, I think it was auditioning. There's the Great British Barking Show, My Pack Life, Wolf vs. Food, The West Wolf, The Wolf for Years, The Wolf Whisperer. Whose timberline is it anyway? Dr. Ow, and of course everyone's favorite, The Real House Wolves of Minnesota. I'm Carl Azus. Today we are howling for Ridgeline High School. It is great to see you watching from Liberty Lake, Washington, and thank you for your request on our YouTube channel.